Jim Simons is one of the most influential investors of the modern era, not because he followed Wall Street tradition, but because he rejected it. Instead of relying on charisma, market instincts, or dramatic predictions, Simons built an empire by treating markets as a scientific puzzle, something to be measured, modeled, and tested. That mindset led him to found Renaissance Technologies in 1982 and later create its legendary flagship, the Medallion Fund, in 1988. Simons' background helps explain why his approach was so different. He studied mathematics at MIT, then earned his PhD at the University of California, Berkeley, two institutions known for producing elite technical thinkers. Unlike many traditional financiers, Simons was shaped by academic research culture, hypothesis, experimentation, and a willingness to let evidence win over ego. Renaissance did not become famous for hiring typical traders. It became famous for hiring researchers, mathematicians, physicists, and computer scientists, people who were comfortable with data, probability, and experimentation. Medallion was built on quantitative models that searched for patterns in market behavior and executed trades systematically, often at high speed and high frequency. The fund was also guarded with intense secrecy, contributing to its mystique and preventing competitors from copying its methods. The results were stunning. Medallion is widely reported to have produced roughly 66% average annual returns before fees and around 39% after fees over many years, figures that are almost unmatched in investing history. One analysis shows that $100 invested in Medallion, net of fees, would have grown to over $2.1 million by 2018, illustrating the almost unbelievable power of compounding at that rate. So why has Medallion been so successful, at least as far as we can reasonably speculate from public reporting? First, data and discipline likely mattered more than brilliance in any single moment. Renaissance was known for systematic research, constant testing, and refining models based on what actually worked. Instead of falling in love with stories, they followed signals and statistics. Second, Medallion benefited from scale limits and exclusivity. Rather than growing endlessly and diluting performance, the fund eventually became largely restricted to insiders, which likely helped it stay nimble in the short-term strategies it used. In many market approaches, too much capital becomes a weakness, because you can't move quickly without moving the market itself. Third, Medallion likely succeeded because it pursued many small edges, not one magic bet. The quant advantage is often less about predicting the economy and more about stacking tiny probabilities across thousands or millions of trades. A small statistical advantage, repeated continuously with discipline, can create enormous long-term results. Finally, Medallion's culture appears to have been a rare combination of intellectual humility and relentless iteration. If a model stopped working, it was adjusted or abandoned. That willingness to discard bad ideas quickly without ego may be one of the most underrated sources of competitive advantage in any field. In the end, Jim Simons and Medallion represent a new archetype of success, not the heroic investor who sees the future, but the scientific investor who builds a machine for learning. Markets change, competitors catch up, and strategies decay. But Renaissance's greatest edge may have been its ability to keep evolving faster than everyone else.